The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring training. They're headed to the line.
Hut! Hut! Hike!
And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Back in Searcy, about ready to get this one underway. It's Mountain Home and Searcy. Bob will more than likely see several onside kicks out of the Lions tonight. That's something we're seeing more teams doing.
Well, you know, we heard talk before the game that he likes the onside kick every time and go for it on fourth downs. And, you know, we saw the onside kick last week that hurt us in a critical time. And, you know, I know we've worked on it this week, but that's a growing trend. And, you know, and we do it ourselves sometimes, onside kick, pooch kick, and it's worked out favorably once, you know, on occasion for us as well. You know, it's just something you have to work on every day in practice, and apparently they do. And the way we're lining up, we're looking like we're expecting an onside kick.
Peyton Wright, the quarterback, is also the kicker. Our opening kickoff brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Wright with the approach, and it is a kick hit up front by one of the linemen. That's Trace Rick, and the ball comes loose after it hit his hands, but the official say he was down, and it's going to be Mountain Home football at their own 44-yard line.
Oh, he got break. He got lamb-blasted.
Boy, he did.
While he's on the ground. I'm not sure that's entirely legal because he covered it and went to the ground and just got lamb-blasted by somebody
did,
on the far side.
So the Bombers will have the football. Mountain Home will operate from left to right in this opening quarter. White jerseys, blue pants, blue numerals in the gold trim. The Lions in the red home jerseys with the white numerals in the black trim. And the ball is kept by the quarterback, Tabor, and Tabor has a 6-yard pickup out to the 50-yard line. Nice first down play.
Nice first down play right there. Searcy lined up to take the fullback away from us. All 11 players within 8 yards of the line of scrimmage right then, stacked in the box. You know, we see it every week. They're going to try to take the fullback away from you and make the tackle on the outside, and you just hope they miss an assignment every now and then.
Again, Junior Williams not starting tonight. We expect to see him at some point during the game. Not an injury-related issue either. Second and 4 here for Mountain Home, and the ball given to Aldridge, the fullback, and he is still on his feet. He's going to take it to the 45, has a first down run.
Good job, Aldridge. Good job that time, initial contact. He got most of those yards after contact, and good job of, like we talked about earlier, falling forward and making a bigger game by falling forward and be positive.
6-yard pickup is back-to-back 6-yard gains for this Mountain Home offense, and the Bombers have the ball at the 44 of Searcy. Mountain Home recovering the onside kick to start the ball game. 10:59 left in this opening quarter. We're just a minute deep. First possession of the game. Ball is going to be kept. A late pitch comes to Hershberger to the near side, and the defensive end chases him down and throws him for a 4-yard loss back to the 48-yard line.
Well, we didn't get a block there that we needed right there for that. We caught them in a split 6 look, so they were spread a little wider that time. That didn't work in favor of the pitch, but that those linebackers in the A gaps and the tackles spread out.
Bogey is into the ballgame now for Mountain Home. Brock Bogey, he'll be fullback rather, giving Aldridge a breather. It's 2nd and 14 now for Mountain Home. Tabor looking over the defense. Now he's under center, hands it off straight ahead, and Bogey will pick up about 3 to the 45-yard line, 3rd and long coming up.
Well, that's just tough running and tough blocking in there, Brad. When you got all those red jerseys, you know, and you cut them and just try to get a piece of them and make them turn, but there's just so many of them right now.
9:41 left in this opening quarter. We are scoreless. First possession of the game. The Bombers looking at a and about 11, third and 12, actually. Third and about 12 from the 46.
They jumped off sides.
Yep, moving on the right side of the defensive line. And that's going to give Mount Tonome 5 free yards. That'll move the ball down to the 41 with the first penalty of the night.
All right, that makes a big difference. That makes it third and about 7 right there. And, you know, if you get a good positive play right here, you think about going for it on fourth down. Or you can punt them into a hole.
Third and 7 for the Bombers. The ball's at the 41. They have to get to the 34 to move the chains. And the ball is kept by the quarterback, Dawson Tabor. He's into the free at the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Mountain Home. Tabor keeps it on a great read on the option, and he scurries 41 yards for the touchdown.
You know, that was a great read and a great play. They actually, I think the fullback wanted the ball, wasn't going to let go of it, and he rolled it up into the line. It worked out great for the Bombers because Dawson pulled the ball. The lines had got too close to the line of scrimmage. They couldn't scrape laterally, and, well, he broke clean, and there wasn't anybody. And that happens when you play all 11 people within 6 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Nice run by Tabor. Pouse, the punter, is the holder for the extra point as Tabor kicks those as well. Snap is down, the kick is up, and it is no good. He missed it to the left. 9:05 left in the opening quarter. A great opening drive for the Bombers. They get 6 on the board, 6-0 Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Left in this opening quarter, the Bombers strike first here on the road. Carlos Cardenas with the kickoff, and it's going to be taken at the 33-yard line by one of the Upmen as the Bombers try a little pooch kick, and well done by Searcy, and the Bombers down to cover it, and the Lions will start at their own 38-yard line.
You know, again, we talked about games around the state. Bryant, North Little Rock. Bryant's already up 7-0.
Really?
North Little Rock.
Oh, wow. So now we're going to see this high-powered offense of Searcy. Peyton Wright, the quarterback. And again, no Tony Young tonight. This is their senior running back who
trips the right side. Trips the right. Well, they spread you.
Right, rolling the pocket to the right side. His pass complete to the 45 and falling forward to the 47-yard line with the catch is Dallas Loftus. He's about a yard shy of a first down. Picks up 9 on first down.
Now four wideouts to the wide side of the field, our side, one to the far side, into the boundary.
Empty backfield for Wright. Stands in the pocket, fires the left side, is complete. That's the Ivy League recruit, Tim Williams, with a catch into Bomber territory, inside the 40, down to the 38-yard line. It's a 15-yard pass play for a first down.
We're rushing 3. We're dropping 8, so we're trying to defend the pass. We've got to do a better job of breaking on the ball and reacting to it. Now they've got stacked receivers on the wide side, both sides, with just one defender.
Pass left side is incomplete. That'll stop the clock as he shoots it towards Tim Williams, but it was over his head and incomplete.
That was just a bad throw because he had the play set up like he wanted right there. They had stacked receivers and We were in a cover two look with the safeties on the hashes.
No huddle. Fast up-tempo offense for this Lions ball club. Two receivers on each side with a running back this time. And they'll give it to the running back. That's Guthrie with it. He's into the secondary, inside the 25, down to the 22-yard line. And a first down for the Lions. They'll mark it at the 21 with a 17-yard pickup for Johnson Guthrie, who gets the start with Tony Young not in the lineup tonight for Searcy.
Well, they caught us in a blitz that time. They blocked it real well, and it wouldn't need linebacker help.
Again, two receivers on each side. Wright rolling to the right, has a man open, is complete at the 13-yard line, and out of bounds with it at the, I'm going to mark him at the 6-yard line. It was Griffin Love with the catch that time.
We can't play this formation like this. They're going to.
A 15-yard pickup. Handoff. This is Guthrie, and well played by the front of the Bomber defense that time, as they're going to hold Guthrie to a gain of about two.
Well, that was a good job by that defensive front of staying square right there. And
that was Tolbert up front.
Not giving any ground.
By the way, real quick, Aiden Ritchie, home tonight. He's sick. Adds a huge hole, the center on the offensive side of the ball and one of the defensive linemen. Second down now for the Lions. Into the end zone, off the hands of Loftus, just barely out of his reach, incomplete, and brings up third down.
That same stack formation on the side, we did a much better job in alignment that time. Didn't let them beat us by alignment. Good defensive position right there by the secondary.
So third and goal from the five coming up here for the Lions. They have marched downfield very quickly.
Now when you guys like this, you got to look for the running back out of the backfield.
Right. Fires, has a man open, complete, touchdown. It's Griffin Love on the receiving end of a 5-yard touchdown pass. 7:21 left in this first quarter. And the Lions have answered Mountain Home's opening drive touchdown. Right, who is the quarterback, much like Mountain Home, also does the place kicking. He's also their punter. Here comes the extra point, and it is good. We'll break. 7:21 left in the opening quarter. 7-6 Searcy. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
$5.8 billion and 6,000 new jobs. That's how much economists at the Arkansas Economic Development Institute estimate Issue 4 could generate over the next 10 years. On November 6th, we can grow our economy, create thousands of jobs, and keep tax and tourism dollars here in Arkansas. Let's stop sending money to out-of-state casinos and start putting Arkansas first. On November 6th, vote for Issue 4. Early voting starts October 22nd. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Back in Searcy, another onside kick, nicely covered by Mountain Home. The Bombers going to have the ball at midfield as Dylan Pausch comes up to cover this onside kick. Lions have tried twice, and Mountain Home has recovered both of them.
Dylan did a good job that time. That was a slow kick, and he attacked it, went and got it, didn't wait for it to cross the 50-yard line or the 10-yard hit zone right there. Good job of reacting to the football.
7:19 left in this opening quarter. 7-6, Searcy with the lead. Both teams moving the ball very effectively. Mountain Home got theirs on a big play as a 41-yard touchdown run by Dawson Tabor to get Mountain Home on the board. Trace Rick is in at center tonight with Richie out. Here's a play action, looking to pass right side for Peters, and it's going to be incomplete. The ball a little underthrown, and Colton had to try to reach back over the defender that time. Josiah Mora could not haul it in.
He did a good job of going back and trying to get the football just a tad underthrown right there. Good coverage by by Searcy, but Colton did a great job of coming back trying to get to the football.
7-6 our score. Searcy with the lead. Second down and 10 here for Mountain Home. And the ball given to Aldridge, the fullback. And Aldridge has a 5, making a 6-yard gain, about 6.5 on second down. So third and about 3.5 coming up here for Mountain Home.
Oh, that's a good job right there, offensive front. And Aldridge running that football straight ahead and getting that forward body lean and being hard to tackle.
Third and 4 officially here for Mountain Home with 6:49 left in this first quarter. A 1-point lead for the Lions. If you're wondering about the lack of crowd noise, it's because we're in an enclosed booth here in Searcy. I know it sounds kind of odd without hearing all the fans. Here's a pitch. It's on the ground. It's fumbled. As the pitch was high, Hershberger couldn't haul it in. The Lions have recovered. It is Searcy football. Delgado, the corner, came up and picked up the loose football and the first turnover of the game, and it goes Searcy's way.
Well, they're bringing the pressure hard on the cornerback from the end position and making him pitch it too early. Both times he's had to pitch it too early. When that happens, you just got to recognize that pressure and get rid of the football. Lots of times you want the quarterback to take the ball to the defensive end. The defensive ends are crashing.
So the Lions will take over at their own 46-yard line. First down now for Searcy. Trips to the right side. The two inside receivers stacked. Right rolls the pocket to the right side. Looking downfield, has a man tipped. It's incomplete. Mountain Home was able to get a hand on it. That was Lawson Stockton who was able to deflect it.
I think Stockton got a hand on the ball and good job of playing the football and recognizing where he is at on the football field and where the ball was.
Lance Tolbert and Vin Lee playing on the defensive line for Mountain Home tonight. Lee had a big game last week against Sylvan Hills. Gets the start here tonight. It's second down. The handoff is to Guthrie going to the right side. Cuts it back up the middle. Has a near a first down run.
He's going to be right at the spot.
They're going to mark him right at the 44. And the white hat will have to come in and look. And, this is close. I got to bring the chains out, I think. And they will with 6:14 left. Here in this opening quarter, a 7-6 Searcy lead. The Bombers struck first on a 41-yard touchdown run by Dawson Tabor. The Lions marched right down the field pretty quickly, though, and they were able to take the lead. Boy, their chain gang looks much better shape than ours back home.
Golly, you're going to get in trouble talking about them. See, that's the first down.
First down. Yep. See?
Our chain gang had been short.
Yep.
But ours look good.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying our chain game looks good?
Okay, I'm on their side tonight.
They give you some food or something?
No comment.
It was a 10-yard run to the 44-yard line of Mountain Home. So a fresh set of downs here for the Lions. Mountain Home brings some pressure. The pass complete right side. That is Love with the catch. And he is going to have another first down. He's knocked out of bounds at the 29-yard line to pick up a 15.
Boy, that's just easy pitch and catch right there. They're well-schooled in this. And you get a pre-snap read on where the coverage is at. And lots of times it's predetermined before the ball's ever snapped where he's going with it. Right now they've got two receivers on one defender on the far side. The stack formation again.
He's looking to the near side, though. This is complete to Williams. Williams spins out of a tackle, takes it inside the 25, around the 22 before he's knocked out of bounds.
And that looks like an illegal play because that front receiver is blocking downfield, but if the ball's thrown behind the line of scrimmage, he can do that. Safety back in the middle. It's tough to defend that.
7-yard pickup to the 22, so it's 2nd and 3 here for Searcy. Wright stands in the pocket. Cross the middle is complete. Love with the catch of the 10. He's down to the 5, and he's at the 2-yard line before he's tackled. 1st and goal coming up now for Searcy. Second six first downs already now for the Lions after that 20-yard pass play. So first and goal, flag on the play. Mountain Home is offsides.
Yep.
So that'll move the ball to the one with a one-yard penalty, half the distance to the goal. So first and goal now from the one. 5:35 left in the opening quarter. Searcy up 7-6 with the Lions at the one-yard line, looking to extend the lead. Three running backs stacked to the backfield. They bring a big offensive lineman or defensive lineman in. They're going to give it to Guthrie. He follows the two blockers. He's in for the touchdown. They brought in Demasio Whittier, who is a junior, and a big junior at that, as the lead blocker that time. And they get in as Guthrie scores from 1 yard out. Now the extra point attempt with 5:15 left in this first quarter. Wright's kick is up and it is good. 5:15 left in the first period, 14-6, Searcy. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you, because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
What does an organ and tissue donor look like? Pretty much how you'd expect a donor to look. You know, with a face and elbows, maybe a belly and nose hair, a butt, and armpits. Now you're getting the picture. You see, organ and tissue donors look just like you. Noble and beautiful and extraordinary. Right now, hundreds of Arkansans are waiting for a heart, kidney, or any one of 8 donatable organs. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org. Here's looking at you.
Another onside kick by the Lions. This one is recovered by Searcy. He hit one of the Bomber up men and couldn't haul it in, and Searcy is going to wind up with the football right at near midfield.
That's a good squib kick. That thing never got off the ground.
No, it didn't.
It's kind of easier when it bounces, but, you know, the ends on that thing, when you get it off the ground, and it doesn't roll smooth. But give them credit. That's a great job execution on that one.
You can tell they've practiced that a lot. So Searcy will have the football at the, at their own 48-yard line with their third possession of the night, leading 14-6. Wright will give it this time to Guthrie, the running back. And he's going to pick up about 5 or 6 out to the 47 of Mountain Home.
That's Lathan Aldridge with the tackle. Good job coming from his linebacker spot.
Pick up a 5, so it's 2nd and 5 here for the Lions. Two receivers on each side with Guthrie in the backfield. Pass left side is complete. First down as Tim Williams makes the catch right on the 40-yard line. A pickup of 7 and a first down. The Lions with 7 first downs already in this first quarter. They give this time to Guthrie. Guthrie slashing the defense right up the gut. He's inside the 30, the 25, down to the 21. It's a 19-yard pickup on just a simple handoff up the middle, Bob.
Well, we missed a tackle about 5 yards down the field and gave up a big play off of that. You know, we just.
Rolling right is right. As a man open, that's Love wide open at the 15. He is going, there's a flag on the play. Let's see. I don't know. They never indicated whether he got in the end zone or not. I believe we're going to have an illegal block against the Lions on the far sideline at about the 5-yard line. It's a chop block. So the play goes to the 5 where the penalty occurred, which is a 16-yard pickup, and then they'll mark off the penalty from there back to the 20-yard line. So a first down for the Lions at the 20. Second penalty of the night for 20 yards now against Searcy. 4:20 left in this first quarter. It's 14-6, the Lions on top. Wright is going to move to the left this time. Looking towards the end zone, has a man, but overshoots the intended receiver, Tanner Leonard.
Got a little pressure on him inside that time and made him throw it just a little bit quick and overthrew the receiver in the end zone. Boy, he's got a good arm, even going to his left right there.
He does. I tell you what, they've got some weapons. This is
yes,
an impressive offense. Incompletion stops the clock. 4:05 left in this opening quarter. Wright gives it to Guthrie this time. Big hole up the middle. He takes it inside the 10, down to about the 7, and it's going to be a first down. First and goal coming up now for the Lions. A 13-yard gain on the quick hitter. That's already 10 first downs for Searcy. And the give is to Wright, I should say to Guthrie once again. Guthrie fights his way to about the 3-yard line. He picks up 4 on the play.
Well, they run that play. They pull that Drew Vest, that left tackle and left guard, and get them out in front right there, and they try to just seal you off on the right side and get those big ones out in front and do a good job.
Now, Drew Vest and Jackson Shell, their tackles are impressive. They are huge. Wright wants to pass. He's got an easy path, uncontested, into the end zone for the touchdown. A 3-yard touchdown run for the quarterback, Peyton Wright. And the Lions are moving the ball pretty much at will right now in this first quarter. Right now, we'll attempt the extra point. Still 3:17 left in this first quarter. Extra point is up, and it's good. 21-6, Searcy with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
When you need answers instead of opinions, when you need top minds to treat a brain tumor or restore your vision, whatever you need, we are here with the most comprehensive team of specialists in the state. Blending compassion with cutting-edge technology, researching tomorrow's cures, and training tomorrow's healthcare experts. When you need the excellence of the state's only health sciences university, we are here for you. UAMS, for a better state of health.
Yeah.
Well, here's the onside kick, and Searcy touches it before it goes 10 yards. So it's going to be Mountain Home football where the contact was made, which is the 49 of Searcy, as the Lions try another onside kick.
Well, you actually kicked that one way too hard.
Bombers changed up the personnel that time on the kick return team and had some receivers and running backs up there to on the front line.
Your hands team,
right?
When you expect the onside kick. And
so the Bombers down 21-6. Mountain Home scored on the opening drive of the ball game, a 41-yard touchdown run by Dawson Tabor, but it's been all Searcy from that point. Tabor will give it, good grief, he'll give it to Lathan Aldridge, the fullback, and I mean the red jerseys were there before the ball was even put in his belly.
They must have had some kind of stun on up the middle, pinch or something, because they were red jerseys everywhere. at the mesh point.
A little talking going on, it looks like, right now, too. No gain on the play. That was actually Hunter Schott who was in there at fullback that time. So second and 10 for Mountain Home. Shot is in there again at fullback for Mountain Home. Again, no Junior Williams so far. Toss sweep to the near side. Hirschberger following his blockers, and he's going to pick up, looks like, a yard on the play to the 48-yard line.
Especially doing a good, of course, that's run to the narrow side of the field. They did a good job of flowing the football that time. Sometimes when you get all those men up there close to the line, you have trouble scraping or moving laterally, but doing a better job that time.
2:03 left in the first quarter. 21-6 Searcy. Bombers with a third and 9 coming up here from the Searcy 48. Working from the near hash left to right. Tabor. And a timeout's going to be taken just before he snapped it. Looked like Tabor may have been changing the play, and Coach Maddox wanted to take a timeout. This is a big third down play for this offense. 1:45 left in the first quarter, 21-6. It's Searcy on top. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
1:45 left to go in this opening quarter. 21-6, Searcy with the lead. Bombers looking at third and 9 here. Jose Alonso is into the ball game. He'll be the wide out on the left side. Mount Holmes going to go to the I formation here for this third down play.
Twins with the I.
Two receivers to the left side. And the ball is going to be kept by Tabor, and Tabor is going to come up about a yard and a half shy of first down. It's going to be fourth and short coming up here.
Good job by time. Once again, spreading them out, creating some seams for them to run through right there, and you run it to the open inside right there, and you don't have the Tabor getting up a little gingerly right there, but you don't have the mass of humanity try to read that thing.
Officially, we'll call it fourth and 2. As the ball is just inside the 41-yard line, Mountain Home will go for it on 4th and 2 at the Searcy 41. Caden Williams is into the ballgame. He'll be the wideout on the right side. All right, slot on the right side as well.
Unbalanced tight end and two receivers to this side.
4th and 2 for Mountain Home. The ball is going to be pitched to Hirschberger. Cuts it up. First down. Inside the 35. Bounces off a tackler and fights his way to the 33-yard line. The Bombers needed 2. They get 8.
Good job right there, getting the pitch, tucking the ball away, getting up the field, and actually running through the first tackle and making more yardage after the initial contact.
Third, first down of the night for Mountain Home. Searcy with 10 already. 47 seconds left in this first quarter. Could be the final play of the period. Jose Alonso will be the wide out on the right side. And again, the Bombers will go with the two receivers and operate out of the eye. Bogey is in it. Fullback. And Tabor did not give it to him. He tried to keep it, and he's going to be thrown for a big loss on the play. Back to the 35-yard line. Well, they're going to only call it a loss of 2 on the play.
Yeah, that's where he was first hit. So they're going to bring it back to right there. There wasn't a... some kind of mess up right there. That didn't look right.
Tabor's helmet came off, so he has to leave the game. So Lawson Stockton will check in real quick. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. 21-6, Searcy with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.